Let's get started. This is a regular meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. We're being audio recorded, video recorded. We have actually two items before us tonight. And then I don't know if folks were able to follow the confusing agenda, but at 7:30, we have a joint meeting with Public Facilities. So we'll all have to log out and log into that meeting. But I think these first two items won't take us very long. Public Facilities actually had, I think, one or two items that they were going to do first as well. So when Councillor Leary and I talked about it, unfortunately, this seemed like the best way to do it. So we'll dive right in. The first item we have is 239-21. This is a request for an ordinance amendment to include the effective date for dog feed licenses. Chris, I imagine that this is what you want to talk about. And so I know we had some materials in our packet, but I am happy to turn it over to you and you can tell us why we need a different effective date.
Thank you, Councilor Kreitzman. Good evening, everybody. So I'm here just to ask for your request that we consider moving the effective date of dog license fees to September 1st of this year. The reason why we're requesting a later date is to give you a basic overview. We send out approximately 7,000 dog licenses every year. We traditionally begin the mailing between February and March. So as you can imagine, an abrupt change to pricing, where it's already been advertised, will come to a shock to a lot of our residents. And also, a lot of them have already turned in their application fees, whether by online or check. So it really wouldn't be advisable to make an abrupt change, because we'd have to probably notify the voters, you don't have the right amount, and it would obviously create a lot of confusion. This would affect both regular and off-leash licenses. While the households, there's still about 1,000 plus waiting in the return process as of right now. So even if we did make a change, we would still have to let these people know that all these price changes would be coming to shock, and most of these people could be away. Some could be in the process of mailing them, some could be in the process of coming back and finding a change being quite shocking. But also, mostly, we need time to update and give notice to our residents. What we consider doing is, since we do an annual second mailing of our dog licenses, is send out a mailer with the licenses, letting them know of the increase, when it become an effect. And this would give them plenty of time to adjust, make plans, and send in the appropriate fees. We can do it by mail. We could also do it via the website. And we could also advertise it with like sandwich boards and even through the newspapers and tab if we have to. The best way to cover all of our grounds to avoid mostly backlash, because I don't think any of us would want that for the city. And we also mostly have to notify our online company, City Health Systems, to make the changes to our pricing, because unfortunately in the clerk's office, while we can communicate with them, we don't have the ability to manipulate the online communication between what's on the web versus what we control in the office. So we have to go through a third party to do that, as well as updating internal forms and all the digital stuff on the web. So there's a lot of components involved with making a change like this and making it so it's very convenient for us, the staff, and the residents.
Thank you, Chris. Let me just quickly, I forgot to introduce everybody and I apologize. From the committee, we have me, Josh Princeman from Ward 4, chair of the committee. We have from Ward 2, President Albright, from Ward 3, Councilor Pam Wright, from Ward 5, Councilor Bill Humphrey, and from Ward 8, Councilor Holly Ryan. Councilors Greenberg, Noel, and Baker all let me know that they weren't able to make the meeting tonight. So this is everyone that we were expecting. My apologies for not introducing everybody up front. President Albright.
Thank you. So, Chris, if we waited until September 1st, mm-hmm. we had the effective date on September 1st, would that pretty much cover everybody who would probably pay for a renewal license?
Yeah, I believe it would cover everybody that hasn't replied yet.
So is that what you're thinking, that September 1st would be the right date?
I think it's the right date. It's in, plus, anyone who comes new to the city, they would obviously have like notice of this change, so they should be setting the proper fees right off by then.
Right.
Because summertime, it gets to be a bit confusing. People go away and they, you know, come back. So a lot of people may not be paying attention to the changes right now.
Yeah, I'm in favor of it. I think we should, we weren't thinking about it when we did the ordinance. So I think that putting it off and giving the current people that are renewing their licenses a chance to work through the system makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Madam President. Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, one of the things we did talk about was that April was when the notices get sent out, right, and that we were probably missing the people from 2021's notices. We didn't really talk about how close we were in time, in proximity to that, and whether some of them may have not come back yet, or necessarily time to update the systems. I'm a little surprised at how long it takes to update the online vendor, but you know, that is what it is. So I think I agree with you, Madam President. I think it makes sense to me. Did any other counselors have a comment, a wish, a desire? Otherwise, motions are in order.
Okay, well, I'll move approval.
All right, President Albright has moved approval. Any discussion on that motion? Okay. Of the five of us, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. 5-0. Chris, I'm sorry that this was so grueling on you. But thank you for your patience. Thank you for thinking of this solution. And onward.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, the next item that we have, just as the Programs and Services Committee, is the reappointment, item 227-21, and this is the reappointment of Patrick Costello to the Farm Commission. Again, this is a reappointment, and he is from Ward 4, so I am happy to move approval. Any discussion on that? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, 5-0. I'm sorry that was so grueling on me. We can sort of temporarily recess until we reconvene at 7:30 over on the other link. I mean, folks are certainly welcome to log in early. You know, maybe I'll log in a few minutes early as well. But I think public facilities had work to do, and I think we were noticed for 7:30. So my guess is we probably shouldn't start before 7:30 on that. But you know, and that's that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. While we're still here, let's just talk quickly. Schedule, Nathan.
Yes.
Refresh my recollection here. Do we have a lot to do on the 23rd?
From what I recall, we have the support services discussion you've been wanting to schedule, and there's also been the I'm drawing a blank on what the other item was. I have it written down on the unscheduled list. Have that in the office.
All right. I think the June gets very busy for folks as they prepare for summer. So I had actually wanted to not have a meeting tonight, and then this stuff came up. So if we're able to cancel the 23rd, that's probably going to be my preference. But if we have pressing stuff, we'll have to pull together a quick meeting unless one of you guys has something pressing that I'm not remembering.
No, and if it's a joint meeting, you might roll it together with whatever the other committee is that's meeting on that, because I saw that like PS&T has moved some stuff to meet with finance so that they don't have to waste anybody's time.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. Thank you all. I'll see you all in about 15, 20 minutes.
Thanks. Yeah, I can. Yeah, Josh, Councillor Prinzman, I can touch base with that with you regarding that stuff once I'm back in the office tomorrow and I have the item list before me.
Yeah, no worries. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just wanted to give people a heads up if we're going to try to cancel it. But I didn't want to promise canceling it if we had something pressing that I was forgetting about. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you in a little bit over at the other meeting.
Have a good evening, folks.